The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. The faith.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests, their security, their ability to prosper as a nation. We both want to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, His Majesty, for hosting us, for making this possible. They've been instrumental in this process, and we're very grateful to them for hosting us here today. And you know, hopefully we'll take this offer now to the Russians. And we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball's now in their court. And but again, the president's objective here is number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end. And I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard. We hope the Russians will reciprocate.
You better call your boss, Mr. Trump. You better call your boss and see what he wants to do about this, agreement by the Ukrainians in Saudi Arabia to a ceasefire, 30-day ceasefire. But they did get something in return. You know what the Ukrainians got in return? Yes, they got their intelligence returned. Yes. And they got material support for their efforts returned to them today. So, thank you, Saudi Arabia. Please don't kill any of our Washington Post columnists ever again. Some people will forgive you. I will not. It was a bone saw, for God's sake. How do you forgive that? How do you look the other way and go, they just took him to the embassy and they just sawed off his limbs and they started with his fingers first so that he would be alive to feel that. How do you just say, yes, now they are the peacemakers in the world. They're the brokers. They're the ones that really care about human life and humanity. This world is so geared toward the moneyed elite. But yay. So here's what happened. Russia attacked Ukraine brutally, brutally after Donald Trump took away their intelligence gathering, abilities, right? And so Russia went crazy. And when Trump was asked, about Russia going crazy and they're bombing the crap out of Ukraine, Donald Trump said, they're doing what anybody would do. What? That's what he said. We're withholding intelligence from Ukraine, and Russia is taking advantage of that fact. That's what anybody would do if the United States threw their ally overboard, right? Yes. So if you follow that logic, right? So then yesterday, Ukraine bombed the crap out of Moscow. You just don't do that. Not in Trump world. You just don't, go to daddy's house and start bombing crap like that. You just don't do it. They did do it. They did it. And then they went to Saudi Arabia and they said, okay, you ready? If you help us, know what's coming, we don't have to go to Moscow, but we don't know what's coming. So we went to Moscow ahead of us being here. So you would see where we're going without intelligence, without any targeting information, without being able to stop any launches before they launch. You see what I'm saying? So finally, little Marco there said, okay, so thank you to the Saudis. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. There was something, I don't know. I mean, it just could be me, but if you get to rewatch it or if they put it up on social media, I want you to check this out. Marco is feeling up his left side. Now, I don't know what organs are on the left side. Is that where the appendix is? I don't know. Otherwise, he looked fine, but he was feeling up his left side repeatedly. And I was sitting there, asking Brett, what do you think he's doing with that? He's incessantly touching himself and not in a really, fun spot. It wasn't a party thing. It was, more of a, hey, I'm wearing a wire thing, or I'm wearing some sort of a Kevlar vest thing, or I have a gun thing. I mean, I don't know what it was, but it was really weird. Really weird.
You're not crazy. He was demonstrably touching this one spot
on his left side.
Yes, repeatedly.
He kept going from the lapel, like down the suit, and just squeezing and pinching right there, and then just kind of smoothing. You know, like you shouldn't see that I'm wearing a wire. I don't know. It was very weird. But anyway, so he said, okay, the Ukrainians, Zelensky has agreed to enter into a ceasefire deal with Russia. And now we'll take it to the Russians. I mean, this is so ridiculous. How do you have peace negotiations without the aggressor? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you talk peace without the person who's actually making the war present? What, are we going to call him up? Going to text him? Going to post something on Truth Social and hope he sees it? Whatever happened to the big red phone? I don't know. So that's one of the things that happened this morning. This morning has been like, I mean, honestly, you know, this is a cardio workout now, this job. Used to, you know, be like, hey, listen, you know, I'm very sedentary. Doc, what do I do? What do you mean you're sedentary? Why are you so sedentary? Because, you know, I sit and I do my job sitting down all day. All day. Well, now it's uber cardio, this job, because it's like, woo, 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 woo. Run after this story. Run after that story. Go get the facts about this. Go get what's in the CR. Holy crap. So today you have the stock market still reacting to crazy man being the president of the free world. OK, you still got the tariff wars, although they backed off a little bit today. I guess Donald Trump is starting to understand that this tariff war of his is literally not good. It's not good for business. It's not good for pension funds. How do you invite people to retire, by the way? How do you say, OK, so we're going to offer you a buyout. We're going to offer you a retirement package, you know, take it or leave it, while their pension funds are tanking at the same time. Like, how do you make the decision? Okay, I'll retire, even though my retirement fund is like almost at zero now. You know what I mean? So I think it was having a counter result to what he was going for. I don't know. He's just so stupid. And stupid is as stupid does. I know what love is, Melania. I don't think you do. But anyway, so there's there's a reaction in the stock market now to Donald Trump taking the okay. So this morning, in case you weren't paying attention, he put a 50% tariff. Yes, a 50% tariff on our ally, the Great White North, Canada, on aluminum. And steel, a 50%. Are you insane? You know, listen, they got themselves a new prime minister, and he's a business guy. I think he was the head of the Bank of Canada for years and years. The guy is very good at business. He's a liberal. It's all because of Donald Trump and his tariff wars that made people in Canada choose this guy. I don't know who else, would have been chosen had Donald Trump not started this war, but I don't think it would have been this guy. But anyway, they elected this guy here, this guy was like, listen, America is no longer dependable. They're no longer reliable. They aren't on our side anymore. We're going to have to figure out new allies. We're going to have to figure out new contracts. We're going to have to figure out new trading partners, blah, blah, blah. And then Donald Trump, he said another guy, not the prime minister, but the premier. This is what they call like their governors of the regions, you know, like states, I guess. And so Quebec. It's not Quebec. I think it's Toronto. So Toronto is like the most populated. And the guy that is the premier of Toronto, his name's Doug Ford. And you've seen him on TV lately. And he's been saying, hey, listen, you know, you want to play with us? You want to slap tariffs on us? We'll slap a 25% tariff on your electricity that we export to you. And they exported to a very small number, like a million homes in places like Minnesota, Michigan, and northern New York. And that costs people who, are ratepayers to pay more for their electricity, which really sucks because meanwhile, Donald Trump isn't being harmed by any of this, right? It's always the end user that's going to get hurt. And of course, Doug Ford kept apologizing to Americans. He's like, this has nothing to do with you. We love you. You know, you and us are like culturally aligned, democratically aligned. We're all white people, you know, for the most part. And Donald Trump, said, oh, you're putting 25, so we'll put 50 on aluminum and steel. All of a sudden, that all ended just now.